I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Persecution in India is a growing reality for Christians. Here's what we need to know. Lauren Libby with Trans World Radio.
You can view persecution as being a negative, or you can view it as an opportunity. When persecution is applied, that's when the church grows the fastest.
12 of India's 28 states currently have anti-conversion laws in place, which are routinely used to stir up community wrath against Christians. Last year, 720 incidents against Christians in India were reported, says International Christian Concern. Compare that with 505 reported in 2022. A church leader in India shared their need for your support.
I said, how in the world do you support people in a situation that's becoming more and more persecuted? And it was just one word. It was very quick. He said, prayer.
Now, a spiritual freedom ministry helps people caught in sin realize who God truly is and walk in renewed obedience to Him. Dean Vandermeer was set free.
I can't tell you how many people at Set Free over the last 27 years have said, I have committed the unpardonable sin. They actually believe they have. A lot of people believe that because the enemy wants them to think that there's nothing they could do to ever get God's love again, and that's simply not true.
Set Free helps individuals see their struggles through the lens of the Bible. This leads them to freedom God's way through confessing their sin and standing on God's forgiveness and love. If you or someone you know is caught in a cycle of addiction, fear, or other life-dominating realities, don't stay there. Reach out to Set Free for hope and help from God's Word today. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.